Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
K-Rex.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
So, baby, we in here, we in here, we in here one more time just for fun. Hey. We welcome you in here to the Wednesday, November 13th edition of D-Lo and KC. I'm Damian Borling.
The ultimate needle mover in God Bone himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
From the worst slums of Sacramento.
The absolute worst. I love that you laugh at that.
It'll never not be funny. It'll never not be funny. Just the worst slums of Sacramento.
Here we are. Thank God for Solo. Getting us all out. Man, we got Kings basketball tonight. We got Joe Davidson. We got Will Z. Got James Hamm here. Kings Suns. Oh, man, had a night in the association,
man,
last night.
It felt, you know, with all the talk about, I actually want to ask you about that at some point, but all the talk of, oh, NBA ratings are down, nobody's interested, felt like last night was opening night in a lot of degree.
Well,
it was busy last night.
I think it was the tournament, if I'm being, I think it was the cup.
The cup,
the
yeah.
NBA cup. Yeah.
It was popping last night.
It was a good night. You had Joel return. Take on the Knicks. Joe and Paul George won't play tonight. We'll get to that. And then you had the pomp and circumstance around Klay Thompson returning to San Francisco. And it just I thought it ended perfectly. It's like, hey, Klay's here. All right. Ovation, tip of the cap. I thought it was all very beautiful.
Yeah.
I learned something that I didn't know. I don't know if you saw this. Steph was supposed to give a speech.
Mm-hmm.
Steph was supposed to give a speech before the game, and Klay hit up Steph and was like, please don't. Like, I don't think I'll be able to handle that. Mm. Like, it's going to be emotional enough. And I think he stayed focused, but he enjoyed the moment. And I think the idea was if Steph spoke, I don't think I'll get through this. Mm. Like, can we not do that?
Mm.
And I think they said on the broadcast that Steph and Klay either had their moment the night before or they had it that morning at shoot around. So they had already interacted. They didn't need to do a big thing there on the court in front of everybody before the game. And that seemed to help Klay a little bit. And then we got this game that Steph took over. Like, Steph, it was like, hey, we're here to honor Klay Thompson. By the way, that guy's still the greatest to ever do it. And while we're here, instead of giving the ball to Klay on this floor, I'm just going to jack up a garbage shot to end the game because my name's Luka Doncic.
Well,
that shot was ass.
Hold on. I'd wish you'd tell the whole story. Tell the whole story.
I will shoot the ball here in this floor. No, that was absolute trash.
Well, look, this is where I'll defend.
I'll
defend Luka a little bit. I'll defend Jason Kidd a little bit.
First Draymond Green, now Luka Doncic. Boy.
Draymond Green played well again last night.
Man, he's having a hell of a season.
He's playing well. He's playing well.
He might get that trophy again if he keeps playing like
this. He's playing really well. That was some big-time defensive plays to get them to lead late in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, big-time defensive plays in the first quarter.
He did. But they gave the ball to Klay and he missed the shot. They gave him the ball.
Well, give it to him again.
Okay, well, we got to try to win the game at some
point. Give him the ball again.
We got to try to win the game at some point. And then, so there's
that shot was trash.
So there's that. Second of all, Klay Thompson, I mean, it's not really like how are you going to get the shot off? He's not that type of player. They leave him open.
Yeah, you got to catch it.
And we kick it to him and all this other stuff. So if they airtight on Klay, he's not going to get the ball. Yeah. The shot before the last shot was right there. Luka missed it. And then, like I was telling Kyle, the last shot, they were down three. I thought Luka was trying to time up Wiggins fouling intentionally so he could try and get it in the act of shooting. And Wiggins never fouled.
Yeah, Luka does. But it's too many shooters do that. They're not worried about the shot. They're worried about creating contact. They're trying to bail themselves out.
Well, not necessarily. So, and they maybe it was a Jedi mind trick. I thought they were going to foul. I thought they should foul. They had to go the length of the court, no timeouts. Mm-hmm. You've got plenty of opportunity to foul them, send them to the line. You're up three. So even at one point, Luka had turned his back at half court. That's when you foul him. Mm. And I thought Luka was kind of maybe not anticipating that for the shot. But once he got past half court, I thought he figured, okay, he's going to foul me. When he fouls me, when he reaches in to foul, I'm going to make sure I'm going up in the act of shooting and try and get three shots out of this. He never fouled him. It got the clock started to tick lower and lower. Got to get the shot up. It was a bad shot, but you needed three, first of all. And number one, they weren't gonna leave Klay.
Yeah, they probably weren't.
So yeah, you had to get the shot up. It was awful. They lost. Yeah.
How the hell did Kevon Looney have 9 offensive rebounds?
Thought he was playing the Kings again.
Goodness great. I think, hold on, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. The rest of the team had 9 offensive rebounds. And Kevon Looney pulled down. How do you get 9 offensive rebounds and 2 defensive rebounds? All right, Kevon Looney. Man.
That is kind of trippy.
Goodness gracious.
But I had a theory watching that game last night, and I think it's more so Kyle kind of smoothed it out a little bit, and I think he's more right than maybe I was thinking. I was watching that game last night. And I tweeted it out. I tweeted it out like in the second quarter. Just seen some things had gone on, you know, leading up to that game that we've talked about. And I said, I don't think Steph Curry's very fond of Klay Thompson. The way he was moving, you know, you go back to the comments he made a couple weeks ago, unsolicited. The way he played in that game, I know we'll talk about the end of the game and you know, towards the end of the game and what he did, but he was doing that type of stuff in the second quarter, in the third quarter, all the yelling and all this other stuff, and guarding Klay Thompson. And I was like, he's taking this seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that's a coincidence. Competitor to competitor. I know what that means. You know, mm-hmm. What they always used to say on Twitter, it's a guy from the streets. I know what that means.
All right, bro.
I know what that represents. Competitor to competitor.
Live in Roseville. Shut up. I got to literally know where your house is. Get out of my face.
I got a feeling how Steph Curry was feeling last night.
Mm.
He was not happy. And I think Kyle, more so than Curry not liking Klay, because I was like, man, why wouldn't he like Klay? I don't know if it's that.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle broke it down perfectly, and I agree with this. I don't think Curry was a fan of how things went down from – maybe the last season of Klay to him actually leaving. Mm-hmm. I think he felt some type of way about that. And to quote Michael Jordan, he took it personally.
Yeah.
And he took that game personally last night in that moment. And you saw it at the end of the game with the yelling and the showing the Golden State and talking to the camera and all this. He was feeling some type of way about playing Klay Thompson last night.
I think
in my opinion.
No, I think you're on to something there. And I think it also, we talked about, it's not the same. There's championships involved. Being drafted by a team, but we talked about like Paul George returning to Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. Again, it is not the same, but he got a bit of a mixed reaction. It was more favorable, mm-hmm. but like Klay was not going to get booed last night by anybody. And part of that, in my opinion, is if you still think Klay is Klay, you're really upset that he left. Mm-hmm. From a fan perspective to an organizational perspective. Mm-hmm. I don't think anyone's upset Klay left. Mm. Like, maybe from a nostalgia purpose, we wanted to finish together, at least from a fan point of view.
Yeah.
But, like, no one's like, man, we left titles on the table because Klay left. I don't think anybody feels like that. And I'm talking mainly, it's clear no one in the organization felt that way. Mm. I think outside of the organization, like the fans tipping the cap, that's all great. And it's like that, it's okay being over. Mm-hmm. Like, it's all right.
I agree.
Like, go on and do your thing. And from a in-organization standpoint, listening to Steph the last few days, listen to Draymond Green, truth be told, the last few days. It's like, yeah, I think there were people who were just over it. Mm. It's like, yeah, what's the line that they use? This is the wrong term. I think you'll get what I'm saying. The baggage outweighs the talent at this mm-hmm. point. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think, Klay not necessarily baggage, but him being moody, a bit of a malcontent.
The way he behaves.
Yeah, and I think it's like, okay, if you're Luka Doncic in 2025, you kind of have to deal with that, like as an organization, as a teammate, because he's one of the best players on the planet. Mm-hmm. If you're Klay Thompson in 2025, nah, not really, dog.
Right.
I don't need to deal with that for 14 points per game.
Right.
Or 18 points per game.
Yeah, and then you couple that with, you know, Dre, Steph, and Klay. I don't know if it's been said or what, but they probably had a feeling like, yo, we started this thing, we want to end it together.
Yeah.
And here's Klay kind of pouting leaving. About how things are going and then eventually leaving. It's like, bro, we talked about, like, we were supposed to go out together.
Yeah.
Like, it's easy for, I can imagine him saying, it's easy for me to say, forget the money, but forget the money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we were supposed to do something together, mm-hmm. and you bailed on that because you couldn't handle the way things that were going. And, you know, I once again, I don't know if Curry personally has a problem with Klay Thompson. I don't think he does. But competitively, I saw it last
night. He might have had a problem with the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And it was this game, it's a one and done. Like, Dallas is going to come back. It's not going to be the same.
Right.
Like, it'll just be a basketball game. And I think also knowing this is a one of one, you know, the guys, obviously the teams want to win.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys, they wanted to win mm-hmm. for themselves mm-hmm. as much as they did their team, but for themselves. Steph knowing he got this one, and he's the reason they got this one, I think probably brought a little look. Not that, like, Stephen is an emotional player who gets away with stuff not many players in the league could get away with.
Yeah.
But when you're that good.
When you're Steph Curry.
Yeah, when you're that good, get your stuff off.
And I'm sorry, the thing that once again came to mind for me last night is, I know it's fashionable to say Draymond Green, you know, they don't win this without Draymond Green and all this. And a lot of people would say with Klay Thompson, like, Klay Thompson, really, to be honest with you. And they all played their roles perfectly. They all played their roles at an extremely high level and helped contribute to 4 championships. But I say it all the time, and I'm going to say it again. Don't ever get it twisted. Don't ever, ever get it twisted. Steph Curry's the reason.
Yep.
That's the reason.
Absolutely.
Stephen Curry is the reason they got 4 of them things. Scottie Pippen and Dennis Rodman and Horace Grant, they were all great players. All great players. Michael Jordan's the reason they did what they did in Chicago. Yep. And that's what's going on in Golden State. Don't ever get it twisted. It's 30. It's 30. He's the reason. One of the greatest players we've ever seen.
We'll come back. A lot more happened in the association yesterday. We'll dive into that. We'll talk about the Joel Embiid situation with the 76ers, that loss to the Knicks, how bad it was, and just some weird things happening around
Coach
the end.
Spo.
Feels, oh, man, you talk about a bizarre moment.
That
like
was crazy.
From Spo, never. We're just getting started. It's Thilo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino here on Sacramento Sports.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Leader ESPN 1320.
This is D-Lo and KC on ESPN 1320, brought to you by Sky River Casino.
Shout out to Sky River Casino, making plans to be with us December 6th for the mega broadcast. Dealing with KC on ESPN 1320. Flashback Friday live for the first time ever.
Woo.
On 102.5 KSFM, leading into Are You Smarter Than Kevin? With the wake-up call at 7 o'clock out on that beautiful patio that was loaded with the foosball tables, the pool tables, and the Christmas trees, man. I absolutely cannot wait for December 6th, man.
It's going to be a great time. It's going to be a great time.
It's going to be a hell of a day, and we got the Kings and the Spurs again because, well, it was so much fun on Monday.
Can't wait.
Let's do it again. Sacramento Kings, of course, will take on the Phoenix Suns tonight at the Golden One Center. We'll talk about that as the day progresses. Joe Davidson, Will Z, James Hamm, all set to join us here throughout the day. We were talking about the night in the association. Obviously, it was highlighted by the return of Klay Thompson to San Francisco and to take on the Golden State Warriors. And we were rewarded with one of those Steph games and one of those Steph moments where he took over. Steph Curry out here thinking he DeMar DeRozan. Taking over in the fourth quarter, man, in a way that only he can. And the Warriors coming away. Warriors are good. Like they are. I just think James, and I didn't hear James today, I think James' assessment on this team is wrong. Like, they're good. I think it's sustainable. I think Draymond Green might be playing his best basketball 4 or 5 years. Yeah.
Sounds about right. I'm trying to think of when he played good again.
Well,
I don't even mean that.
I don't know.
But
was it before the
or at
bubble?
Least at this
like,
level. You know,
like
what I'm
he's playing
at this
really
level.
Well.
Yeah.
I
feel like it might have been a contract year.
We're going to get an assistance on this one.
I feel like he was, you guys might disagree here, but for me, the last time Draymond was super impactful was 2022. And I know he got benched in that final series, but through that year, he was very, very good.
That was the contract year, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's when he did play well that year.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. The finals just live in my brain.
Yeah, no, he was not very good there in the finals. And he made an impact on the stretch. What was it, game three he got benched?
Yeah.
Like, he was not an effective player.
I remember he had 8 points when he he's back! Draymond's back!
Hey, for him, that is back.
Well, he's, like, I just,
that block and save to Melton last night.
It was incredible.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, that was incredible. Draymond.
High level stuff.
Yeah, Draymond is playing at an extraordinary level. So, okay, 2022, that's 3 seasons ago.
Yep.
But anyways, like, he is playing at a high level. It's really, really helping the Golden State Warriors. And, like, as much as it turns my stomach, because I think we threw some dirt on them last year, this team's legit.
Yeah.
Like, this team is super legit, man. And they've got some I mean, as much as of a contender as you could be 12 games into the season, they're a contender.
Contender for what?
Well, I think, again, as much as you can be 12 games into the season, like, I think this is lasting.
I think they're a good team. I think they're going to be – I think they're a top six team. I'm convinced of that. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. Before the season, I thought they were a play-in team, you know. I don't think they're that. I think they're a top six team, a legit team that's going to be in the playoffs. But we'll see how it holds up. I still think they got issues of being a little small. Draymond aside, because he's playing great and he's able to hold his own. I do think in certain situations they may have some rebounding problems.
Hmm.
But right now,
I'm sorry. Do you need Kevon Looney's stat line again, sir?
Kevon Looney doing his thing, but. We'll just see, because we've seen Kevon Looney getting played off the court before as well. So we'll see if he's – and we've seen him dominate and remain on the court, you know, on the board. So we'll figure out as the season goes along which Kevon Looney's going to be here to stay.
You want to talk about the weird moment at the end of the Heat game yesterday?
Man, that was crazy. It's crazy.
Who caught the alley-oop? Or the dunk?
I think it was Duren.
Okay.
Yeah, Jalen Duren.
I guess the way Spo tells the story, he knew in the huddle, they discussed it.
Uh-huh.
No timeouts left.
Oh, man.
There's no timeouts left. Play on. So you get this, like, authoritative dunk, and Spo gets so – I guess he gets so upset – he walks out onto the floor calling timeout, and they're looking – like, everyone is looking around like, no.
Well, hold on.
No timeout.
He not only did he call a timeout, but he, like, started calling a timeout and then got mad and called it even more.
He walked out with just, like, the T in the air and, like, the chop. You know how to give timeout. Like, oh, coach.
And then he said, I said timeout.
Coach.
And then
coach,
he looks at
coach.
Did you see the video when it was, like, singly focused on him? And he calls the timeout, and he's cursing out there, and then he looks around, and and tries to run onto the sideline. Poor coach.
Now, mind you, he's, like, at the free throw line. Like, he's walked so far out there because he's just waiting for play to stop and walk back. And then clearly someone, coach! I think
Pam was the one that told him, like, get off the court.
Poor Spo's just, like, mortified, like, oh, my God.
It's one of those things I think we can laugh at. We can probably, you know, joke with coach because he's one of the greatest to ever do it. So he just had a moment of frustration, not paying attention, and it cost them the game last night.
If I comped Eric Spoelstra and Mike Tomlin, that work?
Yeah. I mean,
you can make the argument the Heat teams are generally more talented than the Steelers teams are, though I think this year's Steeler team they're good and they're significantly better than last year's, but. That feels like a comp to me.
It's a comp. I was going to say something that it doesn't.
You're going to be disrespectful to who? Mike Tomlin?
That's why I say it don't need to be said, because it's going to be taken as disrespect.
Well,
disrespect.
No, you've already said it, so be disrespectful towards Mike Tomlin.
I think Spo's a little better than Tomlin.
Oh, I don't think that's disrespectful.
Man.
Like, I think Eric Spoelstra is a fantastic coach.
I think the world of Mike Tomlin.
I think Eric Spoelstra might be the best coach in the game.
Yeah.
I mean, God bless, you know, Greg Popovich, hoping for a speedy recovery for him. As the Spurs announced, he suffered a stroke, I think it was on November 2nd or so, and that's why he's been away. He's expected to make a full recovery. He's been communicating with the team. But, like, I got – I mean, if he's not at the tippy top of the list, he's pretty damn close to it.
Yeah. I mean, he's a phenomenal coach, just like Tomlin is, like I said. And that's why I said it don't need to be said. But I just think that much of Spo and what he's been able to do in his career. And, you know, he's won championships, plural. Mm-hmm. He's gotten to NBA finals, plural, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. With teams that nobody had them being at that level before. Even the
well, not all of them.
Well, I mean, I'm thinking post LeBron.
Okay.
Yeah, post LeBron. He's got, what, two finals post LeBron? Yeah. Jimmy Butler went to one, went to two, Denver and the Lakers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Now, the
one
you might forget because it was.
Well, that's the one I was like, wait, what? Well, and then, you know what you always have to remember is the meme. Yeah, Jimmy Butler laying over the scoreboard.
The classic.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's been able to get to two. And I thought they absolutely overachieved in one that they didn't get to when they were the one seed. Yeah, they were the one seed and lost the remember they lost to Boston in game 7?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't think that team was that good. But here they were, the one seed with an opportunity to get to the NBA Finals and ended up losing. But – I mean, he's had a ton of success, ton of like high level success. Not last night though.
No, that and I think those types of moments stand out, because they never happen. Mm-hmm. They absolutely never happen. But your boy had 40 in that one. Tyler Hero went for 40 last night.
I disagreed with Trista then. I disagree with. Well, I don't know if she feels this way now, but that. That's who Portland should have got. I would have had Tyler Hero and Shaedon Sharpe in that backcourt and figured out some other stuff when they were doing the whole Dame thing. Like, mm-hmm. I know they spitefully didn't want to trade him to Miami, but I think Tyler Hero is a really, really good ball player. Really good, like borderline all-star, given the opportunity.
Big second half led to, this is real, the Hawks beating the Celtics yesterday.
Man, with?
117-116 with?
It was like no Trae Young, no Bogey, no somebody else.
Yeah, it was a group of individuals in the second half. 63 points in the second half for Atlanta. After giving up 65 in the first half.
There was, so this is a perfect tie into a question I
triple
had.
Double from Jalen Johnson in that one.
He's a nice ball player. He's a really nice ball player. Celtics lose. Did you watch Inside the NBA?
Mm-hmm.
They had a discussion and Chuck was like, I don't know, or I think it was Kenny or somebody like that. But did you hear when they said, I think it was Kenny said, I think Cleveland can win the East.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree with that? I do.
I don't see why they couldn't. Sure they can.
I think it's those three teams all have an opportunity. And I think that's a little, maybe after seeing some of the evidence, people might change their opinion a little bit. But going into the season, everybody's like, oh, it's Boston. Nobody messing with Boston. I think they got competition. I still think the Knicks are going to be there, too. That was my finals pick. I think the Knicks are going to be there, but I think Cleveland is absolutely a team that can beat Boston in a 7-game series.
Okay, give me a little more. Like, why you think they could beat them in 7 because of, like, what? What is the
good. They've got a dynamic scorer in Donovan Mitchell.
Can Donovan, like, put his foot on someone's neck?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he can.
Okay.
Yeah, Donovan Mitchell. You've got Darius Garland. The way Evan Mobley's been playing. Jared Allen will be just a good, you know, guy at the center position. Now they're starting to get a bench with Caris LeVert and Ty Jerome. Sam Harrell, the way he's playing. Niang and all those guys. Matt Strus. They might have a move to make. You know, they might be able to make a move. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I think I'm a believer. I think they can. I'm not predicting they will, but I think they absolutely can beat Boston or New York
in a 7-game series.
Oh, so Boston's the interesting one because I think of the way that they play defense and the way that they shoot. I'm not there with New York. Like, I don't know. Maybe this is something they figure out along the way.
No, as long as Kat is out here headbutting.
Well.
The headbutting people left and right. What was the tag team? The Headbangers?
The Headbangers, yeah. Well, that was more like, that's more like the Wild Samoans. For some reason, the Samoans are always known for headbutts. And they used to say, oh, hey, Kat out here taking them out one at a time. No. Not Karl Anthony Towns. He's taking opposing players out two at a time. That was vicious. He took two guys out with that headbutt. But they got the win last night. I don't know that it is a particularly impressive win for the New York Knicks because I don't think they're very good.
Philly in trouble. I almost feel like there's no chance they get a top six. They're gonna be in the play-in. And they're gonna have to gut it out.
I can see it, and I don't know that they can. I mean, Joe got. Well, you're talking about inside the NBA, Joe got crushed yesterday.
Yeah, I thought I understand what Charles and maybe Kenny were saying, but I would fall back if I were them. Because I believe if Joel could play and like everything was good, he wasn't in any kind of pain or anything, he would play. The way it came off is they were kind of questioning him.
So
I wouldn't
do that. Let's talk about that for a second. Shaq also questioned his aggressiveness yesterday. And this, I don't think this was actually inside the NBA. I think this was at halftime. Mm. They questioned his aggressiveness yesterday. And, you know, he said he's never going to be a championship player until he takes it seriously. And then they talked about the back-to-back thing. Joel talked about the back-to-back thing after the game and said, we know now, by the way, we know Joel is not playing tonight. Mm-hmm. Paul George is not playing tonight. I think Paul George scored 29 last night. They're playing the Cleveland Cavaliers. Mm-hmm. But neither one of those guys are playing. And Joe was asked about it after the game. He was like, yeah, I want to play tomorrow. Like, it's not really up to me. Like, I know I said what I said. Like, I was just trolling. I think the remark, and I don't know that he was trolling, I think he said something he probably wasn't supposed to say. I don't think it came from him. I've been adamant about that from jump. I don't think Joel said, I'm not playing back-to-backs anymore. Mm. That's not even what he said. Mm. He said, it was something like, I don't think I'm playing back-to-backs anymore, or I wouldn't be surprised if I didn't play the back-to-backs anymore. It was something along those lines.
I don't think I'll ever play back-to-backs again.
And in complete context, Daryl Morey the very next day said virtually the same exact thing, and no one mentioned it. No one brought it up. The general manager of the team made the same remark that Joel Embiid made, not being able to connect the fact that Joel Embiid was probably told, you know how we might manage this is we might not play you the second night of back-to-backs this season. Mm-hmm. But everyone took it as Joel just made this grand proclamation that he's not playing the second night of a back-to-back. But they want him to stand up and say, No, I need to play the second night of a back-to-back. Which, I don't like him at all, but I also don't think Daryl Morey did this. They talked to somebody in the Philadelphia 76ers organization on that medical staff, said, how can we take care of Joel this year? And someone might have said, you know, one easy way is to not play him the second night of a back-to-back. That might reduce the amount of so-called load management that we have to do this year if we just load manage those specific games. Okay, let's work with that. Joel repeats it, and Daryl says something the next day. All right. But everyone wants Joe to say, no, that's not what I'm – God damn it, I'm playing tonight. Okay, and then he gets hurt the next game, and then what are y'all going to do? You're going to criticize him because he can't stay healthy. So in one situation, he can't listen to the medical staff because you don't think the guys are giving him advice that makes him look tough enough, and he stands up and he says, I'm going to play. Then he gets hurt the next game, and you guys criticize him for that. Joel is going to be criticized for the rest of his career no matter what. No matter what he does, he's never going to play enough for guys like Shaquille O'Neal, whose body completely broke down at the end of his career. He's never going to be able to do enough to satisfy those people. And truth be told, that's one of the reasons I'm happy that show is gone. Those guys are so influential and they're so critical of some of these players. They don't think that their words have an impact. There are no bigger voices in the NBA than those guys on that screen last night. And they spend so much time criticizing these guys and talking down to these guys. And I wouldn't have done that in my day. Well, both of y'all flamed out in your careers at the end. And you're criticizing these guys for trying to find ways to play longer. But he doesn't have four championships like you do. He doesn't have he does. I don't even know what we use for Charles Barkley. But y'all just stay on these guys' necks repeatedly. And it's like, man, just I'm good with this show. Because y'all look at it from your old man perspective and absolutely nothing else.
The one thing that I'll say about Joel Embiid, and mind you, I didn't like the way they were questioning him last night. The one thing I'll say about Joel Embiid, though, and any criticism about him playing or is does he do everything he needs to do to be ready? And that has been questioned by everybody. Nobody has said, no, Joel takes care of his body. And he almost does, and this is coincidental to Shaq having an issue with it. He almost handles it like Shaq. It's like once it becomes a problem, I'm going to say I'm hurt and I can't play, and that there's nothing wrong with that. You did that. But you didn't do anything to possibly prevent that. You ate the way you ate. You didn't work out. You didn't get on a nutrition plan. People are telling you this is what you need to do because for your size, that weight really isn't good on the knees. Now you're hurt and you can't play. And it's like, well, they're not letting me play back to back. Well, Joel, with all due respect, if you would have took care of business before, maybe that would have helped you not have to deal with these things. Now we're here, and the way I look at it, now we're here, and you just got to take it at your word. Like, hey, you're not supposed to play back-to-backs. That's what it is. But let's not forget, you didn't do what you were supposed to do before. It's almost like having a test, not studying, getting a D, and being like, well, now I got to go to study hall. Did you do what you were supposed to do before to prevent having to get a D?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody says that's one of the worst kept secrets. He doesn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to take responsibility for that. Even with that said, I didn't like the way they were questioning whether he wanted to play last night. Tonight. They were talking about it last night. But whether he wanted to play on the back-to-backs, I think he absolutely does. I think it would go a long way if somebody, Joel or Daryl Morey, came out and said, this is, with all due respect to him, this is something that we've decided organizationally that is not up to him. This is what the doctors have said about him. When we talk about him possibly not playing back-to-backs, that's not Joel. Joel will play 82 if he could.
Mm-hmm.
The doctors have said, we're not clearing him to play back-to-backs or we're going to proceed with this. Somebody needs to say that. And I would hope it would be Daryl Morey or whatever. I'm sure he's got a weekly show or somewhere on one of these stations, or he can jump out in front of a media scrum and say something of that nature. But yeah, man, that's there's a lot of things going on with Joel, and I think him wanting to play is a different conversation than did he do everything to prepare himself to be in that situation.
I think that's all fair. That's all fair.
I want to ask you this though. I do want to ask you this. At what point, and I'm not blaming Joel or anything, I'm just asking a question. At what point does Joel or any player say, I feel fine, I want to play? This is a big game. We're on national TV. We're going up against the Cavs. I want to play tonight.
Yeah. You can. You could say that whenever you want. I don't know as much as, understandably, fans won't like this. The league won't like this. I wouldn't do it today. I know Philadelphia is struggling, but we're 11, 12 games into the season. I wouldn't do it today. If this is game 70, yeah, no, we need to win. And the best chance for us winning is me playing. Like, I think you could do it then, but I think it also becomes you either want the advice of the medical staff or you don't. And this is all my assumption that Joel Embiid and Daryl Morey didn't make this up and this came from somebody else. Mm. And I think there's a point where you can do that. I just, again, I know no one likes this. I don't know that today would be the day.
I would say.
Especially the way Joe didn't look.
No, he didn't. He don't look healthy.
Yeah, he didn't look good yesterday.
One of the things I would say, possibly, is, all right, you guys don't want me to play back-to-backs. Let's look at the schedule. We don't have another back-to-back until December 3rd and 4th. Let me play tonight. Everything else, like I got off days for a month, basically. I want to play tonight against the number one team. We're 2-8. I want to see if we can get on track. Let me play. Now, I'm not saying that's what he should say. I'm just saying, like, when does that for any player?
But he wouldn't have off days. Am I misunderstanding? You said the next back-to-back is December.
December 3rd and 4th. I can sit out that day. Every game up until then is not a back-to-back. Like, there's a day.
So you want
to
play today. Oh, I got you. A day off in between.
Yeah, I
want to
play
you,
today because
okay.
for the next month, we've I got those off days after after games.
I wonder, maybe the other thing I would ask is, seeing what we saw last night, maybe you don't do it on the first one. Maybe last night wasn't the game to bring him back. Maybe tomorrow should have been the game, or tonight, excuse me, should have been the game that you brought him back against Cleveland. Mm-hmm. I'm not really sure, but.
Well, stay in cup, baby. I mean, stay in
Hey, that's fine. That's perfectly fine. I worry more about, like, his body's going to have a reaction after that first game. Mm-hmm. Of all of this, might be the smartest one to sit him out of. And then he gets into a flow by the time you get to the third and fourth, I think he said. Mm-hmm. And then if it's, hey, man, I'm good to go on the fourth. I'm good. Maybe you do it then. But if I was in charge, I don't think I'd play him tonight. Like, I don't think he looked good yesterday.
I don't think he did either.
And I'd be like, hey, let's heal up. Let's cold tub. Let's do all of our stuff. Let's do all of our rehab stuff. And let's get you ready to take on whoever that may be, likely on I guess, Friday or Saturday.
I'm looking a quick glance at the schedule. They've only got three. Now they got three in January, but until you get to January 1st and 2nd, which coincidentally at Kings, at Golden State.
Okay.
They've got.
Kings are the first night, huh?
Kings are the first night. That would be only the second back-to-back situation for them. So they have one yesterday and today. The next one is December 3rd and 4th. And then the next one is January 1st and 2nd.
Okay.
So it doesn't happen often. Yeah. You know what I mean? Now, I was saying that they've got three of those scenarios in January alone. I only bring that up because the Kings are on Friday and Saturday playing their, fourth back-to-back?
Yeah, it's their ninth. They're playing their ninth back-to-back is what they're doing. We'll come back. We'll talk about the Sacramento Kings. They take on the Phoenix Suns tonight at the Golden 1 Center. Got Joe Davidson on the way. Will Z coming up. James Hamm as well. It's D'Lo and Casey, brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
D'Lo and Casey on the home for Sacramento Sports Talk, ESPN 1320. This is D'Lo and Casey on ESPN 1320, brought to you by Sky River Casino.
Can I give a quick shout out?
Please do.
I'm going to give a shout out to my main man, Cooper Flagg. Shout out Cooper Flagg, because when Jalen Brunson came up a little short yesterday, I needed Cooper Flagg to have more than 17.5 points to get that winning lineup. And my boy Cooper Flagg, he did his thing. Now, he didn't do his thing for the Duke Blue Devils because he turned the ball over twice with the game on the line. He's the truth, though. Don't get it twisted. Cooper can hoop. But, you know, he finished with 26 points in a great game last night. I was watching that game more than the Warriors-Dubs, Warriors-Mavericks game.
Okay.
Kentucky and Duke was a
hell
of a game.
Yeah, that was a hell of a game, yeah.
But, yeah, man, you know, I had a winning lineup. Shout out Prize Picks, doing what they do. I've got the lineup ready for tonight. I've got it ready for tonight. Beam Money is in effect tonight because the Kings play. De'Aaron Fox, 24.5 points. Hey, give me more. He going to work.
Okay.
Trey Lyles.
Yeah.
This might be a little bit of a gimme. Y'all might need to get on there now.
I'm here. Wait a minute.
3.5 points? Give me that. Trey scoring tonight. Trey scoring more than 3.5 points. Give me that. I think he averages 3.5 points. But he's going to get more.
Shout out to Kyle, who Kyle Mattson had himself a day yesterday.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, Kyle. Kyle Mattson ate yesterday.
Let me hold a dollar. Yeah. Bradley Beal, more than 1.5 three-pointers made. Give me that. And Keegan Murray, more than 1.5 three-pointers.
Yeah, I'm taking that 3.5 on Trey.
Yeah.
I'm taking that three. Yeah, that's a bit crazy.
Yeah, give me that, man. So Beam Money is in full effect. And remember,
that Hall.
What you see?
They got, hold on, more? They got LeBron at 18.5?
Who they play tonight?
The Grizzlies.
Oh, yeah, and it's personal, too. It's personal. Because we never talked about that, but did you see when him and Ja were going back and forth?
Yeah.
Oh, it's personal.
Absolutely.
LeBron going to work. Yeah, that's absolutely a good call. That's a good call. LeBron going to work. So, look, just remember.
18.5.
Download the Prize Picks app on your phone or go to prizepicks.com. Type in the promo code KIFM and get $50 instantly with your first $5 line.
Man, this is I've never seen some of this before. Amen. They got I've never seen the combos with opposing players. They got Fox and Book at 52.5 combined points.
That's about 27.
I've never seen that before.
Or somebody could go off, but huh? Yeah.
I got De'Aaron going for 53. Give me more. They got De'Aaron at 24.5.
Yeah, I took that more. I think De'Aaron might have a 30 piece tonight.
De'Aaron Fox at 2.5 turnovers.
Uh-oh.
I ain't going to do it. Shut up, man. I ain't going to do it.
Wait, hey, hold on, though. I hate that this has become a running bit. No disrespect. What's going on with the Pacers tonight, man? What's up?
Hold
What's
on. Good? They playing tonight?
Yeah, I think they are.
Tyrese.
Ty went over on Sunday. Nobody bet, but he went over. He had a good game against the Knicks.
Let's see. We got Tyrese at 18.5.
I'd go over.
What does it mean when the arrows are pointing in opposite?
You can switch it. So you can... You have options with that.
Okay.
So if it's at 18.5, you could get the little demon, and that could put him probably like 24. Like if you push it right now, push the arrows. It probably goes to 24, huh?
13.5.
13.5 what?
Points.
The demon? The red demon?
The green demon.
That's a safe one. Do it again.
24.5.
Yeah, see what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? So if you're feeling like, no, he about to go off tonight, you click the red demon, you get more, that weighs more.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
I ain't hitting that. Pause. I ain't hitting the 24.5. Ain't no way. Ain't no way.
Who
got
they playing?
Orlando.
Oh, yeah, he might go off. Orlando's on a back-to-back, too. Whew. Orlando's on a back-to-back.
Oh, they got him. They got a green demon on 1.5 three-pointers made.
Oh yeah, I take that. Okay. What's the red demon?
3.5.
That's a little. That now makes
yeah,
me
that's
think.
A little. Yeah, I see. I'm not. I don't know, man. I'm not feeling these Tyrese picks.
I'd stay away from. Well, if you're thinking less, I would stay away from Tyrese tonight because I think they're gonna beat Orlando.
Well, I ain't thinking less. I mean, I ain't going to disrespect Tyrese. If the number's right, I'll go more. I'm kind of looking at that 13.5.
That 13.5, yeah. That seems like easy money.
Realize I'll hate Tyrese forever if he scores 12. Like, I will never speak finally of that man again. I'm going more.
That sounds like easy money, though, man. I think Tyrese will even get that.
I think I got four picks on this one. Where am I at? Yeah, that's not even big money. What if I get all four? That's 100.
Yeah, I got baby money today. It's okay though. I just want to win.
I might go all four.
I've been getting baby money.
Trey Lyles 3.5 points. LeBron James 18.5 points. I got the Fox Booker combo at 15.5. I went more on all of those, and then tie at 13.5.
That's a good lineup. I'd send that. I might copy that.
I'm going four.
I might have two. I might have two plays today.
I'm going four
because I'm keeping the Beam money. You know what I'm saying? Because it's strictly them. But I like that NBA play right there. If you are taking any of these lineups, remember, put the promo code in KIFM. You must be present in certain states. Visit PricePicks.com for more details.
I'm in.
I like that one. What'd you say, Trey?
Trey Moore.
Mm-hmm.
Standby. I had to hit the submit button. Standby.
Yeah, Book and Fox.
Yep, Book and Fox. Yep, went more. With LeBron, I went more on everything. LeBron, 18.5. Tyrese, 13.5.
Easy work. Damn. Yeah, that Tyrese is easy
work. The man scored zero this year. Just want to point that out.
Oh, he did.
1.5 three-pointers. That's all he do is shoot three-pointers. I might take that too. Although you can't have two bets on one player, I don't, or two plays on one player. Yeah, that's a good call. That's a good lineup by you.
All right,
Cam Thomas money. Also 1.5 three-pointers made. That's on Demon Time. That's on their Goblins. The red is the Demon Time.
Okay.
Carl Anthony Towns.
I didn't even know. I'm still learning with Prize Picks. This isn't my bag. I got a little, you know, I was feeling a little good because I hit a couple of them, but we back out there.
We here, baby.
We took a couple of these Kings numbers tonight as the Kings look to bounce back against the Suns. Suns beat the Jazz last night, by the way. First night of a back-to-back for them last night, and they'll step on the floor. And this is big for the Sacramento Kings. This is a big stretch for the Sacramento Kings. They play 6 of their next 7 games at the Golden One Center. Mm. And that's big time. Those home games are big. They all talked about it. They've got to start establishing home court here.
Yeah, I agree. Because I saw Matt George, excuse me. The other day, talk about 6 of the next 7 being at home. I got ambitious. I said, I need 5-1. I need 5-1. I'll be all right with 4-2, but I need 5-1. Let's get greedy. That's what I'm looking for. Is it realistic? All this other stuff. I mean, look at the group. I think they could beat Phoenix. I think they could beat all these teams. But you got Phoenix.
Yep.
You've got Minnesota.
The 6-5 Minnesota Timberwolves.
Yeah, who took a L last night? That was tough. To Portland. You got Minnesota at home. You got Utah at home. You've got the Hawks. You've got Brooklyn and OKC.
And then you've got the one.
The one
is
being
the Clippers,
right?
In LA.
Yeah.
I don't see it.
You don't see 5-1. Mm-mm. Do you see 4-2?
I don't see. So yeah, because I think we've seen them go. Well, we haven't seen them go 5-2 this year. Maybe we have.
Because
they lost the first two games, right? They lost the first two games. So I'm not sure. I think if the Clippers, Suns, Spurs is weighing heavy on me. Mm-hmm. And it's not the Suns, it's the other two. Mm-hmm. Those games were rough. And I'm trying to figure out, like, I think I know who they are, but man, two of those last three it doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to figure out. You put that note out there, 5-1, 4-2. Like, okay, all right, I'm on board, but I'm not confident.
So, two different conversations.
Okay.
Being confident they can do it is a separate conversation than whether they should do it or not. They should. If they are who we want them to be and who we think they could be, 4-2 should be the bare minimum at home. We're expecting them to start playing better and needing them to play better at home. You should look at those 6 games. You should look at any 6 games. You're at home. And you're supposed to be a 50-win team. You're supposed to be a bona fide top 6 team. 4-2 is not a tall ask. It's not a tall ask.
What if they're not who we think they are?
Then you take what you can get. And you say,
Do we know yet?
We have an idea. I have an idea, at least.
And it feels like they are.
Yeah.
But 6-5 don't line up with how – I think 6-5 doesn't line up with how we feel about the team. I feel like the team is better than 6-5. They're not. They're their record. Like, was that Bill Parcells, Bill Belichick? I can't remember. You are what your record says you are. It's a 6-5 basketball team. There's only 2 games where I'm like, yeah, man, these guys, it's not good. That's not good. But they still got 5 losses.
Do they get from you and from other people, do they get the grace period of trying to figure some stuff out with such a big piece like DeMar DeRozan?
But that's not what they're figuring out.
But yes and no, because it's a little different, roles are a little different. You know what I mean? Like, I can't say this for sure, but maybe Keegan is getting the ball in different spots than he was last year because of DeRozan. Maybe Fox is as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.